Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent, March 20th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from St. John's Gospel, where he writes, "Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, 'Is he not the one they were trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him.' Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." During this fourth week of Lent, the Gospel places us in the streets of Jerusalem. The air is tense. Jesus is teaching openly, even though some are seeking his life. The people whisper among themselves, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from." And then comes the sentence that reveals the deeper problem. "We know where he is from." It sounds reasonable. It sounds informed. It sounds confident. But it is precisely the obstacle that keeps them from faith. The people of Jerusalem believe they understand Jesus. They know his hometown. They know his family. They know his background. And because they believe they know his origin, they close themselves off to his mystery. Their certainty becomes their blindness. This is one of the great spiritual dangers, not ignorance, but familiarity. We can know about Jesus and still fail to recognize him. We know the stories, we know the prayers, we know the liturgy, we know the words, and quietly, without noticing, our hearts begin to say, "I know where he is from. I know who he is. There is nothing new here." But the Christ cannot be contained by our categories. He always comes from deeper than we expect. He always exceeds what we think we understand. Lent invites us to move from familiarity to encounter. The crowds are saying, "When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." In a strange way, they are closer to the truth than they realize. Jesus is known, and yet unknown. They know his human origin, Nazareth, but they do not know his true origin, the Father. Later in the passage, Jesus declares, "You know me and also know where I am from, yet I did not come on my own. But the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him." The deepest tragedy is not that they misunderstood Jesus. It is that they do not know the Father. And this is always the heart of unbelief. Not a lack of information, not a lack of evidence, but a heart that has not learned to recognize the presence of God. The Gospel says something striking. He is speaking openly. There is no secret teaching, no hidden circle, no private revelation. Jesus is speaking plainly, and still they do not believe. Why? Because recognition does not come from analysis. It comes from humility. Only the humble heart can receive the mystery. Only the poor in spirit can say, Lord, I do not fully understand, but I am willing to listen. Lent is not a season to figure God out. It is a season to become small enough to let him reveal himself. This gospel asks us a quiet but uncomfortable question. Have I reduced Jesus to someone I already understand? Do I expect anything new from him? Do I listen in prayer as if he might speak? Do I approach the Eucharist as a mystery or as a routine? Do I allow the gospel to challenge me or only to confirm what I already believe? Sometimes the greatest obstacle to conversion is not sin, it's spiritual complacency. The assumption that the journey is already complete. But the saints tell us something different. The deeper you go with Christ, the more mysterious he becomes. The more you know him, the more you realize you have only begun. This fourth week of Lent is a turning point. The Church calls it Laetare Sunday. When we reach it, the Sunday of quiet joy, because the light of Easter is beginning to appear. But before that light comes fully, the Lord asks for something from us. To let go of the illusion that you already know me. Come to prayer with wonder. Come to the Scriptures with openness. Come to the cross with humility. Come to the Eucharist with hunger. Because Christ is speaking openly. The question is not whether he is revealing himself. The question is whether our hearts are still capable of being surprised by him. Imagine for a moment standing in the temple courtyard. Jesus is there speaking. The crowd is discussing him, analyzing him, debating him. And yet the invitation is not to debate. The invitation is to step closer, to stop talking, to listen, to let his words fall not on your thoughts, but on your heart. And there, in the quiet place, recognition begins, not, I know where he is from, but, my Lord and my God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we confess that we often approach you with familiar hearts and distracted minds. We think we know you, yet we rarely stop to listen. We reduce your mystery to our understanding and your presence to our routine. In this Lenten season, give us the grace of holy humility. Open our eyes to see you anew. Open our hearts to receive you with wonder. Free us from complacency and spiritual blindness. Teach us to seek you in silence, to recognize you in the Word, to encounter you in the Eucharist, and to follow you wherever you lead. May this journey of Lent renew our faith, deepen our love, and prepare us to rejoice in the light of Easter. You who come from the Father and lead us back to him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day, where we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives and our spiritual journey. May God bless you today. and keep you safe. Amen.